InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And all of our hard work to restore the Republic and keep the country from collapsing into the engineered Rothschild globalist debt is in grave peril. The globalists used COVID to derail Trump's plans starting 6 years ago in the middle of the first administration, and now they're using the Iran war. Now, this has been hiding in plain view, but I've made some phone calls and confirmed it. And I'm not defending what Trump did. With Trump, you don't have a Satanist globalist like Obama or George W. Bush, in my view. But you have someone that obviously is human and can make mistakes. And Trump's basically said a bunch. He said, hey, we only had a few days, a week. They were about to hit us. Hit us with what? Well, he was given intel, and it's now coming out that they were assembling the bombs. Now, we've been hearing for 25 years from Netanyahu that they're 2 weeks away. And I got intel from very high-level sources 15 years ago that indeed they had picked up particles of enrichment, because the U.S. and others have systems over there snooping, mainly in vehicles driving around, that suck it in and send it off to be analyzed. Filters, and a lot more, that indeed they do have enough fissile material and has been enriched to points to do that. And that's just the facts of the information I have from good sources. And it's been borne out. Iran's come out in the last month and said, oh, we could be 1 week away from a nuclear test, or we can build a bomb. So I don't think the West has a right to strike them because of that. Trump did run on the fact that he never let them have a nuclear bomb. And we know Trump, weeks before Israel hit them first, wanted to go in with a more limited strike. Israel went in, balls the walls, and basically said, it's now been confirmed, Congress has been briefed, and indeed, Israel said, hey, we're going in, the jets are already launched, we're going to kill the Ayatollah, and they're going to hit all your bases if you don't hit their missiles first. So they basically held us hostage and forced our hand into this. Trump was told it would last 3 to 4 days, 2 to 4 days. Of course, it didn't. I was called a traitor for pointing that out 12 days ago, that I believe this would go a lot longer. I hoped it would go quickly since we were engaged, but here we are. And Iran was 3 days from getting a nuke from North Korea before Trump launched Epic Fury. That's what they're reporting. That's what Trump was told. I don't know if it's true. Iran be able to make bombs in a week. That was Steve Witkoff in February. The U.S. head envoy. So this is a big deal. If we can, let's overhead shot over here, please. This is a big deal. And regardless, this is going down now. This is happening right now. And, of course, the Ayatollah or whoever's put out the statement, because he hasn't been seen since he reportedly was elected over the weekend, and then reportedly in a coma from the building he was in being bombed. Then another big confab of the mullahs meeting yesterday, it got blown up by a gigantic bomb that can be seen a mushroom cloud 50 miles away, reportedly dropped by a B-2, one of those 30,000 pounders. I mean, this is just out of control. And the Iranians are completely emboldened and are just on a complete suicide mission, pledging to keep the Strait of Hormuz permanently closed and demanding the U.S. evacuate the entire Middle East and leave all military bases. Good luck with that happening.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped. with the sea moss, because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-filament formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Cannot be cold. My whole life spins into a
make absolutely no mistake. While President Trump was president-elect, I said, I believe Russia and others will basically announce World War III or a new world war has begun within weeks. The next day, Putin came out and said we're essentially in a new world war. So I can't come on the air today and say that, okay, a new world war has now begun. No, we're just deeper into the fourth world war. If you study the CIA's view on this, which I agree, the Cold War from 1946 until 1991 is taught in the intelligence colleges and the Army War College as the Third World War, mainly economic and covert, some of it military, but World War III has already been fought. This is the end of the first third of World War IV. This is the end of the beginning. We are now deep into World War IV, and soon you'll hear that announced everywhere. First, they'll say it's World War III, and then the academics will say, well, it's actually World War IV. See, I study academic, geopolitical, energy, farming, military, telecommunications, sociology, anthropology, archaeology. You have to fuse all that together. And I study the globalist own battle plans. Now, their program has fallen apart. They're in disarray. They need a big war to come out on top in the fourth turning, which is a mega turning every 87 years, going back in every culture in over 7,000 years of human recorded history, has an 87-year cycle. And the fourth one, when it's been studied, is always the most violent. We're in a fourth turning right now, well documented. Historians' future is predicted it decades ago, and we are here. So let me just let you know the news we're going to be breaking down. Everything I told you has now come out. The Congress was briefed by the Pentagon last week and this week. The intel is that the regime would not fall no matter how many mullahs we killed. It would not last 4 days like CENTCOM head was telling Trump. The majority of Trump's top advisors, including the chairman joint chiefs, said this is a roll of the dice, don't do it. And now Trump's running around. I mean, I've got like 10 clips of him. You've seen it everywhere. Should we even play them? The war's over. We won in the first hour. Really, Iran's refusing to quit. And so is a little country called Israel, a military that happens to have a state. Both are run by fanatical lunatics. So here we are. And I told you 12 days ago, and boy, I got attacked as a Qatari agent. Really, I had never seen a check from Qatar yet. Never been to Qatar. No, remember, I supported Trump because he ran on, don't go to war with Iran, that's World War III. I'm peace, I won't go to war with Iran. See, I like that Trump. I'm loyal to that Trump. And I've been saying since last Saturday, I said, since we've engaged, I hope they fall, but I don't think they will. Trump, get your exit ramp, blow up their missiles, declare victory, stop in just a day or two. No regime change. They're going down. Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. It's all so funny. It's all so cute. Sleeper cell operative kills a bunch of people in downtown Austin. Iran gives the go code to launch. Sleeper cell attacks. 4 high-tech drones stolen from an Air Force base today. We are off to the races. And yeah, even if Iran really didn't give the order for the sleeper cells to activate, Israel and others have gotten into all their codes. They could give the order with the codes to the sleeper cells, or the West could stage it and say Iran did it. But in Iran's doctrine and the Ayatollah and the new statement he put out, if he put it out, it's officially on the government website, but he's reportedly in a coma, and I believe it, hadn't been seen in like 6 days. He said, oh, we've got a lot of unconventional things that we're about to activate against our enemies that they can't deal with. I'm talking about sleeper cells. So we do see a bunch of terror attacks happen. We just can't immediately jump to it being a false flag, but we also can't analyze the attacks, and there's evidence of false flags, obviously expose it. But Iran's doctrine is close the Strait of Hormuz, attack any countries, military and energy and water facilities, desalinization that has U.S. bases, and launch mass sleeper cell attacks. So here we are. U.S. intel warned Iran regime not in danger of collapse even after Trump. Top leaders wiped out in strikes. And we've got the statement by the Supreme Leader, or whoever wrote it for him, he might be dead for all we know. And look at the New York Post headline, Iran's new impotent Supreme Leader releases first statement after reports he's in a coma, had a leg amputated. You know, I love the war propaganda, folks. Let's not engage in it. It's discrediting. Iran is not impotent. They just blew up more ships, more oil refineries. Israel got pummeled last night. And they're just getting started. They're not impotent, as Israel and others cover up the damage. And in Dubai, if you show missiles hitting that are hitting apartment buildings every day, you get arrested for cybercrime for showing it. I have articles on that. So let's not sit over here in la-la land and act like they're impotent. They've already exploded oil prices just by attacking a few ships. And now they're really blowing ships up in and around the Strait of Hormuz, the Gulf. 2 big tankers went up in flames last night in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf. And Iran said, we're launching our biggest attack today, and they sure as hell did it. And now their missiles are doing something they didn't do 9 months ago. They come in, and then they start moving around. What the hell is that? The Israelis fire 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 10, 15 $500,000 missiles, $1 million missiles, some of them, and that those ballistic missiles go right through. So, and then it still leaks out of Israel, just whole blocks blown to hell. Now, the Israelis have got big bunkers under every apartment building, so they're obviously wisely sleeping under the building, so there's not a high casualty rate, though there's definitely some dead. And let's pull back 35,000 feet. If Trump could get inflation under control and just slow the growth, depending on the numbers you look at, by 60, 70%, because there's going to be some inflation, because it's happening all over the world, can't be contained fully. His idea was to innovate, get new jobs, higher pay, so it just kind of equalizes out. The most base thing to do, though, is to have really low energy prices. That's the most important first floor of and the foundation of any good economy is cheap energy. That means cheap food, cheap transportation, cheap everything. Trump got energy prices cut by almost half in just 7-8 months into his term, and it was going down more. That's all out the window. And you bake that in, according to all the economists have been proven right, you bake these energy prices in just for a few more months, we are that close to the recovery not working. And again, we're so deep in debt, the globalists want us to go bankrupt, the big banks that own our debt, the private Federal Reserve, that they want this. So they want to lock down the economy in Trump's first term so his recovery didn't work properly with the COVID hysteria, the pandemic. And now war. And this war, the Iran war, is the new pandemic lockdown. It's the new COVID. It's a big deal. So oil's gone from $40 a barrel to $50 a barrel to up to $120 over the weekend. It's up at 80-something right now. Trump's war on Iran creates an economic storm for consumers and the Fed. Oh, the poor little Fed, the poor little victims. And now Trump's figured this out. It's like, war's over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. And Iran's like, it's not over till we say now. And Israel put out a statement saying, we're not stopping. So here we are with the tail wagging the dog with multi-thousand-year-old beefs. I mean, Israel had a celebration and attacked on March 1st during a famous holiday when 70-plus thousand Iranian oppressors of the Jews were slaughtered by the Jews. And Israel's like, yay, it's our holiday. Like, we have Thanksgiving. You're remembering the pilgrims and the Indians. And they have, yay, kill the Iranian day. And we are in the middle of this cuckoo town stuff. You think the Crips and the Bloods are bad having a beef with each other, or the Hathcocks and McCoys? How about a 2,600-year-old beef? Not my beef. I don't want to hurt the Persians. I don't want to hurt the Jews. But I don't want you running my life and getting me into World War IV. Total, complete cuckoo town. Israel celebrate Purim with biblical comparisons as Iran war spirals. Yay! They killed us and put us in captivity. So then we overthrew them and killed them. Yay! We're doing it again. Yay! Kill, 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 kill. And in Hebrew, Netanyahu gets up and says, we're killing the Iranians. We're killing our old enemy. We've launched, you know, the using the biblical term, genocide into the Iranians. We are your friends. Rise up. You turn on Israeli TV. We're getting our enemies to kill each other. And then in English, we're like, we love you, Iranians. We're your friends. Good job. And it's just like, man, you guys are sick in the Middle East. I mean, you guys are sick. But it's just constant tribal warfare, constant backstabbing, constant double dealing. Any historian will tell you, any anthropologist, any sociologist, the most backstabbing, twisted, manipulative, bullcrap cultures in the world are in the Middle East. The Romans wrote about it. I mean, if you want to be lied to, if you want to be backstabbed, be involved in the Middle East. And I'm just like, nope, that ain't me. You just keep all that to your double, triple dealing, backstabbing ways. You just stay right over there. No, thank you. And Trump's all spending it. Hey, we're the biggest oil producer in the world. When prices go up, we make a lot of money. Really, who makes a lot of money, Trump? You better order the oil companies to increase production and then not have profits, then it's a national security issue. You can do that. Oh, 100%. This whole war is benefiting China, which, again, BlackRock's invested in. They want, the big banks are in bed with China. They want to screw us over. Israel is only thinking about its interest for its hegemonic power in the region. Some of the Pentagon planners want to shut down the IMEC corridor and the Belt and Road Initiative. That's why the U.S. is involved. The Saudis, obviously, arch enemies is the Shiites. So they are on board. Israel, though, has the most powerful lobby and is the reason this happened and drug us in. So the Israel-obsessed are scared of information. It's like, he knows how to read a book. I don't trust him. Or Pol Pot would kill you if he had glasses because he had an education. It doesn't take away from Israel being the precious devil to you, the little Satan, as the Iranians call it, for me to explain the geopolitics and the other pieces of why this happened, okay? But it was the Israel lobby that was the power behind this to make sure it happened, and it was Israel struck first to drag us into it. So, yes, Israel's the detonator. Israel's the most to blame of anybody, okay? But you can learn about Belt and Road and IMEC. You can learn about Sunni Shiite. You can do it. You're big boys. You can learn about petroleum dollar. Look at you wear your big boy pants. You learned more than just watching Hitler speeches. Aren't you a big boy now? Mommy, wow, I'm a big boy now. Because I just see it everywhere, news articles, other talk shows. I had Jimmy Dore, popular comedian. I like him. He has a great show usually. But he's being deceptive, and I don't have time to get into it, but I saw a video without even looking, and just popped up of him going, Nick Fuentes is lying. We never said that he supported Trump or this war. Why, look at this clip. And from their hour attacking him, they did a proviso at the end saying, well, in the past, Nick actually hasn't been supporting Trump. And I noticed they do that on purpose to cover the lies up front. Look at Nick Fuentes and Jones. They are supporting this war, and they're supporting Trump. And Nick Fuentes, now wants to jump ship. When they know full well Nick hasn't supported Trump for really 6 years. I've been supporting the good he's doing and trying to fight the bad because it's obviously better Democrats. But the point is, they do that deception. And when I had Jimmy on, he just looks at me and he's like, why did Trump do this? Why did Trump do this? Is he paid off? Is he blackmailed? And I said, no, all the interests, Israel, the lobby got it done and pushed over the edge and attacked and drug us in. But the final pieces, because the Trump administration's told the New York Times this, was Saudi Arabia said, yes, please do it. And the Pentagon wanted it to stop the IMEC and Belt and Road. And so all these special interests wanted it. That's why it all aligned. And he did what no other administration would do. And it's terrible. And I believe he's being set up in a trap to discredit him and kill the economy. And Jimmy looks at me and goes, oh, I'm so sad for you. Kind of like Anakin Skywalker when he confronts Darth Vader. When he's turned to Darth Vader, he just shakes his head and goes, why are you trying to cover up for Israel? Why are you saying it's the Saudis? We're so ashamed of you. We used to be a good person. What happened to you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You just asked me why Trump did it. I just gave you all the pieces. It's weird. It's like it's a competition to see who can bash Israel the most. And I'm like, yeah, Israel's the main lobby. Got it done. Launched the attack. Drug us into it. Absolutely terrible. And here's the other interest. No, don't give me information. It's like an idiocracy when they're having the court hearing. He goes, he talks like a fag. And it's like there's an allergy to information. But that's not, these are smart talk show hosts. They have gone to being pure, not Jimmy in general, but all of them, pure just click farming. That they know if they play to the dumbest denominator. And I have a headline, what happened to Alex Jones? And, why is he covering up for Israel? That there's a larger group that just wants to feel superior and good and doesn't want to know about IMEC corridors, doesn't want to know about gas pipelines, doesn't want to know about rail lines, doesn't want to know about the Grand Chessboard and Zbigniew Brzezinski. And so if you can say the OG of exposing all this is bad, that also makes you bigger, you see. And I'm not talking about this because I'm under attack. That's just one case point of thousands a day doing it. They all do it. I do it so you can recognize it when you see it. And that's why you tune in. I mean, we open the phones up and we've got like former callers, high-level former White House national security advisors calling in, just giving you the total inside scoop. And I can actually have, former heads of, Army Special Operations and head of the Army and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, former, and the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. I mean, you're getting adult information here. And you notice these guys are on the air saying, yeah, no other talk shows understands like you. This is refreshing because this is what I do. And I have to sit there and watch mental midgets make up straw men about this broadcast, what makes them feel powerful. I'm trying to stop a damn nuclear war. I'm trying to stabilize the economy so we don't go fully bankrupt under the private Federal Reserve Rothschilds that is their plan, Great Reset, planned austerity, planned poverty, forced injections, new lockdowns, 5G, robots controlling everything, social credit scores, hell on earth. Hell on earth. I am trying to wake people up. I am not trying to engagement farm. I'm not trying to follow an algorithm where I follow all these weird little rules, like they always call it unalived. Hey, they killed this guy. Oh, don't say that. The AI is creating a transcript. Say unalived. And if you do all these little weird games and never say pedophile or anything, then you get higher ratings. I don't follow all that because it's training you to add new things you won't say or do in the future. I don't play the games, people. And of course, we're on hundreds of radio stations. There are people listening on this going, hey, we're tuning in for news. What is this about influencers? What is this? I have to talk to that crowd, too, because they're important. And it's just shameful. Absolutely shameful. So to understand how to end this war, you have to understand the interest. And that's, people are like, why'd they attack Saudi Arabia and all these other countries? It's not just because they have military bases there. It's because if they attack the UAE, if they start blowing up Dubai, if they do that, it will crash their economies and they will put pressure on the United States and Israel to stop it. I'm not defending why they did it, but I'm explaining why they did it. Because I see people not knowing, like, why are they doing that? So here's the deal. Iran is on a kamikaze mission. And Iran is very belligerent and committed to what they're doing. Yeah, they're being blown to hell. Yeah, Trump came out yesterday and said, well, I can make it where you can never rebuild. Yeah. Yeah, we know. You're already blowing up their desalinization plants, their power plants, their oil refineries. You're blowing up their civilization. And then just like we did to Iraq, the same thing, 3 million people starved to death. And so Trump's now saying, you better stop. I'll take it out on your people. The Shiites are ready for everybody to die. You're dealing with people that logic doesn't work, Trump. You think you're dealing with somebody at your country club? You think you're dealing with, you know, somebody in America? No, you're dealing with completely out of their minds, committed death cult. And you'll go, well, that means we should kill them. It's not so easy as you're learning. And half of them don't want to be part of it. People say, well, then the half of them want to be part of it. Why can't we beat them? Because the half that isn't willing to die, isn't willing to die. The people over there that are, you know, normal go out and party and protest and burn a picture of the Ayatollah and, you know, just want to have a good time. Well, guess what? The Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad doesn't. Durka Durka. They're willing to die. So all this, oh, it'll be over in 4 days. Ha, 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 bomb, 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 Iran. Well, now you see. And this is just the beginning. And I'm telling you, they got A-bombs up their sleeves. And they're willing, if they think they're going down, to hit Israel with them. And then Israel's going to go completely ape, and that's the end of the world. And maybe that's what's supposed to happen now. We'll be right back. We got massive news, massive clips, huge guests, so much coming up. Stay with us. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts, how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at TheAlexJonesStore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now. You get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play the lottery, play football, play the field,
we want your soul.
So, World War IV is intensifying. Iran is refusing to give up as their entire military is being systematically destroyed, but they can continue probably for months, if not longer, firing these ballistic missiles, and they can close the Strait of Hormuz. They have closed the Strait of Hormuz, and they've said, we've just done that by shooting at ships and sinking a few, blew up some more oil tankers last night, blew up some more oil refineries, hit Dubai, hit the UAE, hit Qatar, hit Israel with one of the biggest bombardments yet, if not the biggest. Israel's banned anybody putting out any video of that, though we have a bunch of the videos. They're arresting people in other Arab countries that show any videos. I've got articles about that. British journalist arrested in Dubai for showing an apartment building getting obliterated. Because they don't want you to know that the war is on. It's a big deal. Trump says Iran war to end soon as Israel claims no time limit. And Iran pledges to not stop. So Trump started figuring this out over the weekend and said, no, no, it's almost over. It's going to be over. And now he said, no, it is over. And no, it's not, Trump, because Israel, our gallant little ally, and the Iranians are refusing to stop. And because Iran knows that the Middle East is buckling under the pressure and that soon, already, but it's going to get worse, consumers will feel it here. And Iran's willing to just sit there and be turned to the surface of the moon. And that's what the Pentagon told him. They said very low probability, less than 10% chance that the regime falls. Doesn't matter how many mullahs you kill. You got Lindsey Graham running around threatening the Gulf states to start bombing Iran, or they will face consequences from the U.S. Those Muslim countries do not have effective militaries. The Saudi Arabians can't even take out the Houthis in 10 years. I mean, they've got some high-tech weapons. They've got some troops. But, I mean, nothing compared to Israel and the U.S. And Lindsey Graham is saying, get up, fight, go in there. Most of those militaries aren't even synced with our militaries. If they tried to, they'd be probably shot down in friendly fire. You've already seen Kuwait shooting down three of our planes. Lindsey Graham is a lawyer. Never involved in combat, never in logistics. He doesn't know anything. But he runs around acting like he knows everything. Oh, come into our space-age war zone when you can't even fight basic wars with Stone Age rebels and come in here and coordinate with us. Maybe only one or two of the Arab states if you know how to mid-air refuel. There aren't basically any military but the Russians and the Chinese that can do anything near Delta Force or the Navy SEALs. And they'll even admit our people train so much more, are in so many conflicts and so many wars that nobody can compare. Because the U.S. military, since Korea calls conflicts laboratories, they call them war games. So the U.S. is good because we got the biggest military and we're constantly fighting. And there's nothing like getting good at something than doing it. And Lindsey Graham hadn't done anything except you know what with that disgusting mouth of his. Here's a couple clips of Trump saying the war is over, dovetailed with him threatening Iran to never be able to rebuild. That sounds like liberation. Yeah, let's target their oil. Let's target their refineries. Let's blow up their water plants. Yeah, yeah. Let's blow up their power plants. Yeah. Let's blow up some more girls' schools. That'll teach them. That'll make them give up. England wouldn't surrender to Hitler. He was only targeting their military bases. This was declassified decades later. And Winston Churchill said, all right, let's fly a bunch of Lancasters in and bomb Berlin, bomb civilians. Their psychological warfare experts believe Hitler would get mad and turn his bombers onto the British people. They estimated to have 2 weeks left in the Battle of Britain until their military bases were destroyed and their aircraft were taken out. And they went and bombed with one raid Berlin, and Hitler went crazy and said, flatten London. And the Blitz started. And the Brits went from 10% for the war to 95% with the Blitz. And Hitler stopped targeting the military bases, and it gave them time to rebuild, and you know the rest of the story. This is famous history stuff, on record. And so, do you think, because they're getting B-52s ready to carpet bomb cities, do you think that's going to make the Iranians give up? Think that's going to make them be our little pals there? Not to mention, about half of them don't like the mullahs, so we're going to kill them? That's how we're going to liberate them? This is immoral. Absolutely immoral. We lose the moral high ground, and it's evil. But now, because Iran is belligerent and is not going to give up because they hold a lot of cards because they're willing to take the punches, very soon they will go from not just hanging on to winning the war in the eyes of the world. And then Trump will be pressured to send troops into the Iranian side of the Strait of Hormuz so that it can be reopened. And now we're in a ground war. As I said 12 days ago, as I laid out the steps for 3 hours live that Saturday. And oh, tens of millions of views on X and just half the comments, you're a Qatari traitor, you're scum. We're going to win in days. They're going down. Bomb, 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 bomb. This isn't a game. That same show, I said, I bet they hit Dallas, Austin, or Houston in the next few days. And they had I bet it'll be a lone wolf because they haven't activated the real sleeper cells yet. And it was a Shiite lone wolf pissed off, went down. I mean, you know, see, you don't, those of you who think you know more than me, you don't do this 18 hours a day. You don't actually study. You just run your mouths. You're going to get us all killed. How does it feel to be so wrong? You notice within 7 days of the start, and Trump starts pumping the brakes. Whoa, whoa, it's over. Hey, yeah, look. Oh, yeah. You think I want Trump's recovery plan derailed? I criticize this war because it'll derail everything. Because I've been fighting for 32 years to try to save this country and stabilize the world. And people act like somebody that actually cares and is informed and involved is the weirdo. No, those of you that don't know what you're doing are the weirdos. You're experts at football and how to act cool and how to polish your car. I'm an expert in how the world works. Yeah, I'm vindicated again, and I'm sick over it. I don't want to continue to be vindicated. I want people to listen so we get enough political power to be smart, and we're able to stop some stuff now. And believe me, but I go back to this over and over again because Trump is not a military expert. In fact, he's a novice. At the end of the day, this war is not even targeting Iran. It is targeting the Western economies and America to take us down under BlackRock and the Rothschilds and to sabotage Trump's overall fabulous plan that I have defended so much. I am pissed royally. This has a good chance of derailing everything we've done. And the globalists will never get back into full power. It'll just make it a longer, harder war with them. What did I tell you last Saturday? It's to get ready for the sleeper cells. Now it's here. It ain't hard, folks. And again, the pro-war people immediately hammered me and said, stop trying to scare the American people. Because, again, if you're against a war, you must be for Iran. Stop. There's no sleeper cells. We're going to win in a couple days. It's crazy. Because they don't have any knowledge. All they've got is ignorance. And invincible ignorance is that. All right, I'm going to shut up. Go to Trump saying the war's over, but then saying, but if you don't give up, you're going to live in the Stone Age. Here it is.
You just said it is a little excursion, and you said it is a war. So which one is it?
Well, it's both. It's both. It's an excursion that will keep us out of a war, and the war is going to be, for them it's a war. For us, it's turned out to be easier than we thought.
Well, it's only good if you win. You know, you can only do it. And we've won. Let me say, we've won. You know, you never like to say too early you won. We won. We won the bet. In the first hour, it was over.
Very good shape. The main thing is we have to win this. They win it quickly, but win it. And there are many people, I'm just watching some of the news. Most people say it's already been won. It's just a question of when. When do we stop? We don't want to let it regrow. And ideally would like to see somebody in there that knows what they're doing. In other words, they can build a country. Now, one other thing, we can hit sections of Tehran and other places that if you do it, it'll be almost impossible for them to rebuild their country. And we don't want that. But we can hit electric, we could take apart their electric capacity within 1 hour, and it would take them 25 years to rebuild it. So ideally, we're not going to be doing that. Thank you very much.
That's a threat. Oh, what did I tell you? Because it's leaked for decades. Who do you think the Iranian sleeper cells, and they're real and they're here, what are they going to hit with high-powered rifles? There's less than 60 sites that are known in public with above-ground transformers. And I've had members of Congress on. We've pushed national movements that have been $4 billion to put the damn things underground. Didn't do it. There's less than 60 sites that a couple hundred people, hell, properly trained 50, 60 people, know what those are, know where they're at, know where the key transition points are in the power grid, and you hit those, baby, and it's lights out. See, the world's a two-way street, Trump. And what did the Ayatollah that they say is in a coma, whoever wrote it, it's the government. And as they kill the moderates, we just get more radicals, as the chairman, Joint Chiefs, warned, as Eric Prince warned, as I warned, as Steve Bannon warned. So what you want about Steve Bannon or whatever, but he's smart. They called, people called them traitors. So the first target, oh, I bet there's 50,000 Iranian soldiers here, conservative. They're everywhere. They hit that grid, and that's what the Ayatollah said in his press release. It's right here. Iran regime still in control. Even after strikes, U.S. intel warns Iran regime not in danger of collapse. Trump was told before and after. We have his new statement out, Iran not to forego vengeance or blood of martyrs. And it says right here, we have unconventional systems the U.S. can't defend against that will shut them down. What do you think they're talking about here? What do you think? What do you think's being discussed right here, boys and girls? What do you think this is? Oh, you didn't go read it? You didn't know the background? Not an idle threat. So, there you go. I mean, I will say this. I've looked at the maps of where these are. They're public. And just randomly twice in the last 15 years or so, when I was on road trips, decided to pull in to one of these key power switch stations where they got these key transformers. And within 1 minute, state police pull up and pull you over and say, what are you doing? I said, I'm here to look at this facility. And they're like, oh, I bet you are. Okay. Oh, well, Alex Jones. Okay. But I mean, I wanted to test InfraGuard, infrastructure protection twice. I've just been, oh, I'm on this road trip. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pull over there. Pull off the road, drive 2 miles, pull up, big power switch station. What you doing? Get out of your car. I'm just here to check this out. Infrastructure. Oh, yeah. I know you're stationed here, aren't you? Yeah, I watch this, yeah. Well, what are they going to do when 10 Iranians show up in a van and there's one state police? They're going to kill them. Other state police all over the country going, wow, how's he know this? Because it's declassified, guys. So, and you notice right before this war started, that's why I said I really thought they were going for it this time. About a month ago, it was reported that they were increasing security at key infrastructure, power facilities, things like that. And again, it's not the power plants that have these. It's these regional switching centers. And if you take those out, then the whole grids go down. And I don't want to harp on that anymore. It's just that I probably had 20 guests on in the last 15 years that really harped on this, just trying to get Congress with inflation. The first plan was $2 billion. The last time we tried a few years ago, you've all heard about it, $4 billion. And Congress did not pay $4 billion to build little bunkers and stick the damn things underground. And then they can't do it. Then they'd have to have 20,000 guys to go attack just all sorts of stuff, and then it would only knock out some of it. But, oh, we're set up with just specific little buttons you push, and we're shut down. You think the globalists didn't fix that problem by accident? They want to be able to do it and false flag and blame Iran. They like having that kill switch for America. Yeah, that's right. Because even if the Iranians don't do it, what did Klaus Schwab say? A cyber attack or power outage will make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. And it's coming next. Yes. New viruses, wars, cyber attacks, power grid attacks. In the globalist documents, they salivate. They salivate. Yeah, look at that. NCITE warns of Iranian-based cyber attacks in Nebraska. Yeah. They're saying they'll shut it off with a cyber attack. That's not what you got to worry about. They can flip those right back on. If they shoot those things full of high caliber holes, they don't even have extra ones. That was part of the bills, was to have also extra ones on site. They don't even have spares for most of them. That's really smart. Because also, an EMP or a solar flare can knock them out. And then there's not a replacement as well. Another reason to stick them underground. I'm going to stop. And then, of course, we've got this coming up next hour. The nukes. Witkoff says they can have a nuke in a week. The Iranians say they can put one together in a week. They got the fissile material. Trump says he moved because they were about to hit us in days. Is that true? I don't know. But I know Trump said a week ago, we'll send escorts through. And they said, well, you can't do that. Now he said again, the Pentagon today, yeah, we are. Let's put the Fox News clip up. That U.S. ships will take people through the Hormuz. And then they are total. There it is. White House prepared to provide U.S. Navy escorts through the Strait of Hormuz if necessary. And then they're sitting ducks. And now you got to put troops in on the other side. So let's do this. Let's open the phone lines up, too. We got Brianna Morello joining us at the bottom of the next hour to make an important announcement. You know, I've told you that we're looking to shut down April 15th. And we've survived so many times, people don't take it serious. And I'll give you an update with her on what's going on, because she came in on short notice to fill in when Harrison went to take over the war room. And even then she said she could probably only do it for a month or so. She's still going to come back and work with us some, do a show, and help produce stuff and a lot of things when we're in the new studios and things. But she's got a lot of work she wants to do in D.C. and things. And so she lives in Dallas, has been living down here. Her last day is the 20th next week. And then we start the shutdown process because the Texas receiver over the company won't let us sign contracts for internet, power, rent, any of it. So they're smarter this time. They didn't raid us with armed security. They didn't have a fake auction. They're just saying no auction, and we're just turning you off. And so we're talking to them, and we're meeting with them again on the phone today, or my lawyers are, and they're nice and friendly. These guys are a lot slicker than the last past people, and they're just like, we're not gonna give you some dramatic death. We're gonna kill you in your sleep. Isn't that sweet? Like, and plug grandma. Don't resuscitate. So, in fact, the way actually, though, because they're not letting us re-up the contracts, you'll probably see InfoWars go down like at the first, and then you'll start seeing stuff turn off. We'll probably have to leave earlier, just everything's turning off. Just they're not going to pay the bills. So there you go. Even though there's plenty of money to pay the bills. Not a ton extra. But see, the other side doesn't want money. They don't want to sell it because under the law, a good guy can buy it. No, we're not having an auction. No, we're not selling it. Nope, just boop. Bye-bye. And because we've survived so much, people are going to flip out when this actually shuts down. But remember, Alex Jones Network, find me on X, find me on Rumble. We'll have new sites. All that stuff will be launched. It'll be announced over there. And thealexjonesstore.com. It's not owned by me. The bad guys have no ownership of it. It's been funding InfoWars. Our main sponsor pays for 90% of things. The gold sponsor and a few other things pay for the rest of it. So right now, it's paying to keep us on here. And it's also the sponsor for the new network and the owner of it. So it is important now. I need your help. Plus, these are great products to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And right now, we have a massive sale going on the site. And we also have back in stock the original X2 atomic iodine, made by the same manufacturer, but even better, upgraded T3 trifecta iodine. 50% off for VIP members at thealexjonesstore.com, 25% off for regular customers. And you want to stock up because it takes 6 to 8 weeks to make this. It's a process. And we got a limited supply in. It'll be sold out by, I'd say, late next week. So if you want to get it, and what it does to your pineal gland, all your cells, iodine's essential. Most iodine, all of it, except this product, are bound to another element. That's why it's called sodium iodine or this iodine. No, this is iodine, atomic, on the periodic table. Everybody says they've got atomic. No, you don't. You got to have a DEA license. It takes all this time to make it. Have a special patented facility. Dr. Group had the idea 15 years ago to do it. He's the only guy that ever came out with this. Nobody else goes out and actually gets the license to do it or goes and does it. We do. It's a big hassle. This is the real stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything, the widest selection of T-shirts, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the best Irish sea moss, the best bovine colostrum, you should be a VIP because there's no commitment. It's $30 a month. Cancel any time for free. You instantly, when you're charged $30, get $40 to spend in the store. So you make $10 right there on top of, you make $40 for your $30. And you get special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. And then you get all these special offers and email, everything else, and you can cancel any time. So become a VIP now. And if you're worried about something selling out, when you buy the T3 or the methylene blue, become a subscriber. You get 50% off locked in perpetuity as long as you stay a subscriber. Cancel time for free as well. Become a subscriber. Become a VIP now and get T3 while you still can at thealexjonesstore.com and keep us on the air regardless because the info war goes on. You are the info war. Stay with us. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our sea moss or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.